Friday night at the Wharton Center, the Lansing Symphony will be unveiling a piece that they helped co-commission. It's a harp concerto by the Pulitzer-winning composer Jennifer Higdon, a work written for the harpist Yolanda Kotanasis, who knows exactly what people expect when you say the word harp, which is to say glissandos and runs.
You know, it's that sound that everybody knows on the harp, that it's very ethereal. And
is that a good stereotype or a bad stereotype of the gliss?
Depends on who you are. I probably played enough of that kind of glissandos to last me a while. But so what Jennifer does in the piece is has the harpist actually use the glissando almost like a struck chord. In various rhythms, and both the percussion and the harp kind of reinforce each other with a slightly different timbre. One danger with this is that the harp is doing so many interesting things in that last movement is sometimes people say, oh, I can't hear the harp. Well, you just don't know it's the harp that you're hearing, I think, which I think is a very, very cool thing.
Kotanasis was moved to ask for this harp concerto from Higdon due to her own backstage experience with a piece by Higdon.
Oh gosh, probably close to 15 years ago. As I was waiting backstage to play the Ginastera concerto, I heard her Blue Cathedral. And I thought, boy, this is a language that would work really well on the harp. So a few years later, I kind of got in her line. And there is a line. I really do think she's going to be one of the, you know, remembered and thought of as one of the major American compositional voices.
There is one thing that might impact this Friday night's performance with the Lansing Symphony and Maestro Timothy Muffett, something slightly out of Kotanasis's control.
Well, we harpists, we do have a cow problem. And I would say over the last, I don't know, 6-7 years now going on, I have become increasingly insane trying to keep strings on the harp and anticipate breakage and whatnot. But the problem is, as I've been told, in the United Kingdom, some new mad cow disease regulations have been put into effect that require that cows of a certain age be destroyed. However, those old cows are the ones that make the good harp strings because of the strength and the resilience of the you know, the intestinal material, to be quite frank, that the gut is used for, which some wouldn't necessarily equate the harp with bad cows, but, you know, everything affects everything. It's one big ecosystem in this world. But so, yes, we will all keep our collective fingers crossed that on Friday night we will not have cow failure.
Harpist Yolanda Kotanasis joins Maestro Muffett and the Lansing Symphony Orchestra in Jennifer Higdon's Harp Concerto, in a program which also includes Rossini's Semiramide Overture and Schubert's Great Ninth Symphony, this Friday evening at the Wharton Center. Tickets and more information at lansingsymphony.org.
So let's just do a few things in here. Let's do the very beginning because it's just so delicate and precious.
In East Lansing, Jamie Paisley, WKAR News.